When the power goes out on the air, the advertising goes online.
Wake up to the day's top business headlines. Subscribe to the Marketplace Morning Report podcast. It's on iTunes and marketplace.org/podcasts.
From APM in New York, hi, I'm Jeremy Hobson, and this is the Marketplace Midday Update for February 4th, 2013. And I'll bet that if you have a conversation about the Super Bowl today, it won't be about the Ravens or the commercials you saw. It'll be about the fact that the power went out right in the middle of TV's biggest night. But as Marketplace's Jim Burris reports, that dark moment in football history is turning out to be a bright moment for social media.
For the cookie company Oreo, the Superdome's power outage became an unplanned chance to, again, get its name out there, says Vice President of Cookies, Lisa Mann.
We saw an opportunity, and we quickly developed an image and a caption within minutes.
Oreo tweeted a pic of a cookie on a darkened background with a caption, "You can still dunk in the dark."
I mean, it was explosive.
Jed Williams is a senior analyst at ad firm BIA Kelsey.
Maybe been the low point for the Super Bowl, but it was the high mark for consumption of the event.
William says companies will use last night's outage as a study in the relationship between Super Bowl ads and social media. J.C. Bradbury teaches sports marketing at Kennesaw State University. He says don't expect companies to stop paying those high prices for ads just because of last night's glitch.
Television goes out all the time. Television has ways to deal with this, and it's still one of the most watched programs in the entire country.
At least one retailer says it's ready if there's another outage. Walgreens tweeted, quote, "We do carry candles." I'm Jim Burris for Marketplace.
Today, the British Treasury Secretary George Osborne gave an ultimatum to the UK's banks. Obey our new rules or we will break you up. As Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports from London, some analysts think the US ought to do the same thing.
Today, George Osborne launches his new banking reform bill. Among the measures, a plan to force banks to keep their retail business separate from their risky investment banking operations. So if the investment banking runs into trouble, as it did during the financial crisis, it won't have to be bailed out by the taxpayers because it's a threat to the whole system. Osborne is giving the measure teeth. If banks try to evade the new rules, he'll break them up. Ralph Silver of SRN Consulting says the U.S. should follow suit.
American regulators must be given that power. They need to be the highest court in the land. They need to be the strongest policemen because the financial services industry is critical to the safety and security of America.
Britain's new reform takes the U.K. back to where the U.S. used to be before it repealed the so-called Glass-Steagall Act in the late 1990s. The act, brought in after the Depression, separated retail from investment banking. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Get Marketplace's top headlines, podcasts, and special features delivered right to your inbox each day. Subscribe to the Midday Update newsletter at marketplace.org.
There is a new documentary airing tonight on CNBC about one of the riskiest investments out there. It's not a stock or a bond or a startup company. It is the business of theater on Broadway. The documentary is called Betting Big on Broadway, and it was put together by Maria Bartiromo, who also hosts Closing Bell on CNBC. Good morning.
Hi there. How are you?
Doing well. So people know you as somebody who covers all different industries, and I wonder, how does Broadway compare when it comes to the amount of risk involved?
Well, there's a lot of risk because 8 out of 10 shows are actually money losers. It's tough to actually break out and make money on Broadway. And I think investors do it because they love it, as opposed to doing it because they think they're going to have an overnight success.
And is that different from Wall Street investors or people that invest in other industries, that they're doing it really because they love it and not because they're just going after the money?
Well, I think when you're investing in the stock market, you have a general feeling that you're betting on companies that will grow. When it comes to Broadway, you're betting on shows and betting on a situation that you're hoping will end up as a winner. Don't get me wrong, there are some runaway shows. Phantom of the Opera is obviously the biggest hit of all time on Broadway. But for the most part, that's not the norm. 8 out of 10 shows are money losers.
Well, let's talk about Spider-Man, because that got so much attention. It was a high-profile disaster at the beginning. It's sort of come back, but you say in the documentary that it would have to grow $1.5 million a week for 3 years to break even?
Look, obviously they tried to do different things. They had actors flying around. They had lots of stunts. And as a result, this was very costly. Like you said, and as we reported, they are going to have to make that money every week. That's a very, very high standard to meet, and it's probably unlikely.
So what is the most important factor, do you think, in making a show work?
Well, I think it's important that you connect with audiences, that you entertain. Yes, you want to have a show that has lots of glitz and glamour and great songs. But at the same time, a story is always something that will connect with people.
The story is more important, you think, than, say, having a celebrity as a star?
I think so. People will go to shows because of the star, no doubt about it. But look at Phantom. People are still going because of the music and the story. Same with The Lion King.
Right.
You know, you don't have any breakout stars that we remember in Phantom or in The Lion King, but they're fantastic stories. These are the most successful plays.
Maria Bartiromo's new CNBC documentary is called Betting Big on Broadway. It premieres tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
And finally, San Francisco will not be getting a Super Bowl trophy, but it is the beneficiary of a PR stunt by Jell-O, which is offering the city free pudding today.
Because nothing masks the bitter taste of defeat like the sweet taste of Jell-O. That's why we'll be in your city on Tuesday with free pudding.
And for fans that don't like Jell-O, the company is offering an app for Google Chrome that will block words and images related to Baltimore and replace them with puppies. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. On APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.